Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we're going to start from the final line on Kuf Yud Zayin Umid Beis, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah. You'll see in the last line of Kuf Yud Zayin, Revi Goymer Olav Esahal, when you go and pour the fourth kos for the Seder night, on that fourth kos, you go and say the Hal, like we have Hal al Nirtzah at the very end of the Haggadah. The Oymer Olav Birchas Ashir. And when you conclude Hallel, you say the Birchas Ashir. On to the top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Frek Dimora, my Birchas Ashir, what are you talking about? What is this Birchas Ashir? Is the Machloikus of Yud and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yud Omar, Yahalucha Hashem Likeinu. That Yahalucha Hashem Likeinu is in fact what we say every time we say Hallel. Those of you that have a sitter handy, and even if you don't, you can believe me. It says, Yaluha Hashem Lekeno, Kol Masecha, Vachsidecha, Tzadikim, Oyser Tzanecha, Bochalamcha, Beis Yisrael, etc. Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Mehulo, Batish Bochais. So this Yaluha is standard text that we always say every time we say Hal. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, we add Nishmas Kol Chai, the Nishmas that we say every Shabbos Kodesh in the morning. Now, what's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds that we add Nishmas Kol Chai? Says the Rishbam, because Rabbi Yochanan says, if we're talking about the Hallelucha that we say every time we say Hallel, why is it necessary for our Mishnah even to mention it? The Mishnah already said, Revi Goymer Olav Esahal, you say the Gans Hallel and finished. Why does it have to go and add, and don't forget the final bracha? Of course, we always say that final bracha of the Hallelucha until the end. So what's the chidush? And therefore says, the Rishbam says, Rabbi Yochanan, obviously the Mishnah comes to tell us something more. It's come to tell us the Birchas Hashir. Let's see the second Rishbam here from the top of the Amid, fourth line of the Rishbam. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Nishmas Kol Chai. Af Nishmas. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you say the Hallelucha, yeah, like we finish off every single Hallel, but besides that, say Ulta Nishmas, Dehainu, that's the definition of Birchas Hashir de Masis. Why? The Ilu Yehallelucha, Onu Oymen B'chol Yoyim, She'oymen Bo Yisa Hallel. Anytime you say Yehallelucha, so I say, what's a Chiddush of Meishna Leo Pesach to knock at? Muzdach Zayin im loy lahoysef oid bracha cheres. It must be that the Mishnah wants to add something. Behind the Omer halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan v'travayu v'kavu li'achr halagadol shetzarech lo'imran k'dal kamban. Okay, so we'll see Metchem a little bit more about that in another moment. So bottom line is, Rishbam says, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan adds Nishmas Kol Chai, because he says, Yahalucha, you always finish off Nishmas with Yahalucha. Now this is so commonsensical, then the obvious question is, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Birchas Hashir means Yehalelucha Hashem Elokeinu? Does the Chadova Pashut? Whenever you say Hallel, you say Yehalelucha. So this is bothering the top choices, and if you look at the top choices, they come Ashmolon. Da afilu b'mokim shloy nohagu levorech acharov b'leili Pesach tzorech levorech da'i nohagu pshita. Says Toysis, there were places that the minhag was that they didn't end off Hallel on Leil Seder with a bracha. For instance, we don't start Hallel with the bracha at the Leil Seder, right? Any of you remember you making a bracha to make on Hallel and on the Seder night at the Seder? Of course not. So if you don't make a bracha at the beginning, so there were many places where the minhag was not to make a bracha at the end. That's why our Mishnah tells us, don't forget to make a bracha. Inami, nocha pshatza toises, dafilu b'mokim shenoago, even those places where they had the minhag to go and end off their hallels with a bracha. Hama min adafka b'yama, maybe that's only a day thing. Al balayla, when's the last time you said hallel at night? You only say hallel at night once a year on Leil Seder. So maybe ain't zarech levarech kamash mulat. So therefore, according to Yehuda, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, don't forget to finish and say the end bracha of Yehalelucha, which ends with Melech Mehulo Batish Bochais. While according to Rabbi Yochanan, besides the Yehalelucha, we also say the Nishmas. And the Gemara is going to go into this in more detail. Zok Timor Tan Rabbanon, Revi Goymer Olav Esa Hallel, like we said in our Mishnah, The Omer, he also says, Halel HaGadol. What is that? What are you talking about, Halel HaGadol? What does that mean? Does that mean the whole Halel together with Leilonu and Ohavti? And the answer is no. Halel HaGadol is referring to the Hoidul Hashem Ki Toiv Kilo Elam Chastoi that we say on Shabbos morning before or after Baruch She'omar, depending on whether you're Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfard, that Kilo Elam Chastoi, which you say 26 times the Kili Olam Chastoi. Those of you that don't have your sitter handy, Baruch Hashem, I have a sitter here with me, just by coincidence. And in fact, on Shabbos morning, Hoidu Hashem Ki Tov Kili Olam Chastoi, Hoidu Lelekei Olekim Kili Olam Chastoi, Hoidu Adoinu Adoinim Kili Olam Chastoi, Oysen Afluis Kedoidus Levadu Kili Olam Chastoi, and so on and so forth, until you finish off Noisin Lechel Chobasar Kilo Elam Chastri Hoyle Lekel Hashemoyim Kilo. How many Kilo Elam Chastris are there altogether?
You said 26.
26, exactly right. When I was a little kid, a friend of mine would go and tease me and say, it's much easier just go and say first the right column and then the second column, just say Hoyle Hashem Kitoiv, Hoyle Lekel Hakim, and then say Kilo Elam Chastri 26 times. Kilo Chastri, 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 Chastri. But that's, of course, not the right way of doing it. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, why is that Hoidu called Halel HaGadol? If you look in terms of pages, the regular Halel takes 5 or 6 pages, and this Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv is a maximum 1 page, 2 pages. Why is it the Halel HaGadol?
If one thing is Halel HaGadol, the other is Halel HaKatan?
We don't call it Halel HaKatan, we call it Halel. But this is called Halel HaGadol. But the question is, why did it get that magic name? It's a beautiful name, Halel HaGadol. So we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, the reason is because it ends off Noisin Lechem Lechol Basar Kili Olam Chastoi, and the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and makes sure that everybody in the world has the opportunity to have food, to be able to live, that's the tremendous chesed the Kodesh Baruch Hu bestows on all of mankind, as well as Lahavdol, even on the animal kingdom, on a daily basis. That's a tremendous chesed. That's why it's called the Halel HaGadol. Divrei Tav. So that's one of the things we say. And in fact, I have a Haggadah with me. And yes, after we finish the regular Halel, we say Nishmas, and we say as well the Halel Haggadah, Hoyle Hashem Ki Toiv, Kili Olam Chast. Divrei B'tav. V'yesh Amrim. Others add Hashem Roi Loi Echsar. Hashem Roi Loi Echsar. This is referring to the Mizmah of the David. And Rejbam says that the reason why we say the Mizmah of the David, because we're saying it on the Seuda, which we just ate. In fact, it says that when supposed to say Mizmah of the David, usually by a regular Suda, we don't have that many today. We say it, of course, on Shabbos, especially at Shalosh Shudas. But it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and other places that one should say Mizmah of the David by a regular Suda. Hashem Roi Loi Echzer, because Hashem is my shepherd. I will not have anything lacking. I have Baruch Hashem a Suda to eat. So we say that, says this Yesham, you should say Hashem Roi after the Suda is over at the time of Hal.
What they say it?
They say Hashem Roi Loi Echzer? Before the Tefillah Shel Yom or after the Tefillah Shel Yom?
I think before.
Before? Okay. You're talking about Seder night? You mean throughout the year? I've never heard that, but fine. It's a beautiful meaning. It's a great thing to do.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it? Yeah, people say Mizmah L'Dov.
I've seen it sometimes.
Yeah, they're sitting online and they see Mizmah L'Dov before they wash their hands.
While still wet.
While still wet, it's Shana Shaila. While still wet could be a Shaila for Nefzik. Anyway, getting back to Gemara, Hashem Roi Loi Echzer, Meheichan Halel HaGadol. The question is, where does Halel HaGadol begin? So, Poshid is like Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Me Hoidu Ad Nariz Bavel. Now, Hoidu in Tehillim is all the way towards the end. It's Kapitel Kuf Lamed Hey. Let's just look it up to make sure that we're not misleading ourselves, especially me and everybody else, the entire audience. Let's go to the end of Tehillim. And we will quickly put our finger on it. Oh! Kuf Lamed Vav. Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Kilo Elam Chastri. Hoidu Lekel Olkim Kilo Elam Chastri. That's Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav. The next Kapitel right after that is Kuf Lamed Zayin, which starts off Al Nariz Bovel Shom Yeshavnu Gam Bachinu Bezachreinu Esiyon, that many say before benching during the 9 days. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, say the whole Hoidu, which means all 26 Kili Olam Chastois, until you hit Al Nariz Bovel, Ad V'loi Ad Bechlal. All you do is you say that one capital of Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Kili Olam Chastois. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Mi Shira Malis Ad Nariz Bovel. Now what's Shira Malis? The final Shira Malis of the 15 is Kapitel Kuf Lamed Dalid. Shiramalis in Iborchos Hashem, Kolavdi Hashem, Oimnevais Hashem Balelois, etc. And then you have Kuf Lamed Hey, Haluka Halu Hashem Hashem, Halu Avdi Hashem. That is the Kapitel that we say on Shabbos morning right before the Hal Hagodah Hoyd Hashem Kitrev Kilolam Chastoi. And so therefore Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, you say, in fact, three kapitlach. The final Shir HaMalois, the Haluka Halu Hashem Hashem, which is the kind of the introduction before the Hal HaGadol, and then Kuf Lamed Vav, the Hal HaGadol Hoyle Hashem Kitoiv Kilolam Chastoi, until the end. And once again, Ad Shnariz Bovel, Ad Veloy Ad Bechla. Rav Acha Bar Yankov Omar, Mechi Yaakov Bocha Loiko. Where is this Mechi Yaakov Bocha Loiko? This is in the capital Kuf Lamed Hey. Not, in other words, this man the Yomah says, do not say the Shir HaMalois, but rather, when you go into that capital, you go a few psukim, Haluka Halu Hashem Hashem, Halu Avdi Hashem, Shoim Beis Hashem, Chatzis Beis Pekenu, Halu Ki Tvev Hashem, Zam Lishmoy Ki Noam, Ki Yaakov Bochal Leko, Yisrael Deskulosoi, Ki Nia Dati, Ki Kodol Hashem, Vadi Neinu Mikol Elekim, Kol Hashem Chofetz Hashem Osem, Bashamayim Vorat, Viyam Chol Tohim Mois, etc., etc. So in this capital, it talks about Mechi Yaakov Bochal Leko, number 4, Kuf Lamed Hey Dalid, Ki Yaakov Bochal Leko, Yisrael is kulosai, the fourth pasuk in Haluka Halu Hashem Hashem. This is the one in Kuf Lamed Hey, immediately preceding Kuf Lamed Vav. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara says, in all likelihood, what the Gemara really means is that you start from the beginning of that Kuf Lamed Hey, like we say on Shabbos morning before we get to the Hoyd Hashem Kitev Kelam Chastoi. And the only reason why the Gemara chaps on the fourth pasuk Yaakov B'chalei Ka. Because if we would say, start with Haluka, Halu Hashem Hashem, there are, as you know, several Halukas, especially those that we say in Pesukei Zimra every day, and therefore it could lead to confusion, and therefore to clarify which Haluka we're referring to, he says very clearly the Haluka that you have in the fourth pasuk, Ki Yaakov Bo Haluka, but you're supposed to say that entire capital, as well as the capital after that, the Hal Hagod. Okay, Zok the Gemara, Ad Naris Bavel, until Naris Bavel, everybody agrees it's Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal, we do not say Al Naris Bavel, Shom Yishav Negam Bechino, on Seder night at the Seder. Frank the Gemara, V'lan Nekashmoy Hal HaGadol, how did it get that really august name, Hal HaGadol, Amr Biyachim Neshe Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoshim Barum Yishol Oilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu is all the way up in the heavens, U'machalik Mezoinois Lechol Beria, and he's giving out food for everyone. On this, Rishbam says in the middle of the Amud, Yoyish Barum Shaloylam Dechsiv Bey Noisin Lechel Chol Basar Kiliyonim Chastei V'Hainu Dover Gadol. That's a very major, major thing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure that the Nizoyin is for everybody throughout the world. Umishu Ben Levi Hani Esav Shisha Hoydu Kenegin Mi. Why does it say 26 times? It really doesn't say Hoydu, it says Kiliyonim Chastei. But why does it say 26 times? Kenegin Mi, Kenegin Chof Vav Doire Shibora Kodesh Baruch Hu Bi Oylomoy V'Lenosan Ulehem Torah v'zon oisam bechastoy. As we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give out the Torah initially to Adam Arishayim, and not to Noach, and not to Avram Avinu, but only in the door of Mitzrayim, which was already door number 26, the door of Moshe Rabbeinu. So for the first 26 Zoyrois, what was the schus that that the world had to go and get food, to survive? If there was no Torah, how is there Kemach? How did people eat during those 26 generations? All through Kiddush Olam Chasei, the Chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though there was no Schus HaTorah at the time. Amar Rav Chisda Maida Siv says the Pasuk Hashem Ki Toiv Hoydu Hashem Shigoy V'Choyvasi Shel Adam B'Toyvasoi Asher B'Shoyre V'Esoni B'Seyoi Yosoi B'Beitzosoi Almana B'Betarin Golta. What does all of this mean? This is referring to that what happens if Chas V'Shalom a person did a sin, and for that sin the person deserved to be punished physically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and has rachmonis, compassion on that individual, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, I'm not going to hit him physically, I'm going to hit him in his pocketbook, financially. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Hoydu Hashem Ki Toiv. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we thank Hashem? Kili Olam Chastoy. What is the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? The chesed is that he goes and meets out punishment from the Kitoiv, from the Toive that Hashem has bestowed on each of us financially. From that Kitoiv, from that Toive Asai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away a portion because he's meeting out punishment financially as opposed to physically for Chas V'Shalom our sins. And that's why the Gemara says, Oshe B'Shoyrei, if you have a wealthy individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might take away one or two of his Shvarim, of his oxen, and Oni unfortunately doesn't have oxen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away his Seyoi, his Shepsela. A Yosem doesn't have either of the two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away one of his eggs. Almona B'Tanagolta takes away the hen. So all of that is Hashem is goy v'choyvasi shel adam. His Kadosh Baruch Hu meets out punishment b'toyvasi by attacking the toiva, the financial good that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given to that individual. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, koshim is a noisiv shel adam kiflayim kiyoy leida. It's difficult for a person to go and earn funds to eat for food. It's double difficult kiyoy leida than a woman who's giving childbirth. In other words, the labor pains of a woman, of course we know, are very painful, but the labor pains that a person labors to go and earn money to be able to go and serve food on the table, that is doubly painful. How do I know? This is the curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Chava because of the Eitz Hadas. So the Lashon HaPasuk is Be'etzef tel divonim. Etzef means in pain. Tel divonim, she's going to go and give birth to children. Umugzoinis ksiv. Now when the Kodesh Baruch Hu unfortunately cursed Adam Arishoin, he said to him, Ula Adam Omar ki shamat lekoil ishtecha, v'teichum an eitz asher tzvisicha, leimor lo yisoicham imenu, arura adom avavurecha, bi'itzavoin toichalena. Bi'itzavoin means that you're going to have the benefit of the fruits of your labors, but it's going to be painful. Bi'itzavoin. Says Reshbam beitzavoin trei mashma. Here it says beetzev. Here it says beitzavoin. Itzavoin sounds like double. And one of the mafarshim in the back, I think Rabbi Yaakov Emden or others say that the word itzavoin is similar to what we find by nekevois, that you have sometimes that the plural is not with a mem at the end, but with a nun at the end. Like by the Benois Slavchad, it says Avihen instead of Avihem. Avihen, and nun at the end that designates, signifies that we're talking about in the Keva. So therefore, Be'etzev is singular by a woman. Be'itzavoin, Zokter Rishbam, Trei Mashma, but it specially uses the Lashon Nekeva to say that it's doubly painful than the labor pains of the Nekeva. Mi'omer Rabbi Yochanan. Caution, Mizaino Yosef Shaladim Yosef Nagula. The Mizainus is even more difficult than bringing the Geula. And which is, what do you mean by that? Deal with Geula Ksif. When it comes to going and bringing Geula, it says in the Pasuk, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisimi Kol Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Malach B'Alma. One of the numerous Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has up in Shemayim. He's the one that Hashem sends as his special messenger to bring Geula, to bring redemption and freedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyochel, is the one that is the Roya Neman, who goes and supplies the food. For that he doesn't designate any malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it in hand and does it himself. Omri B'Shir Ben Levi. B'Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'odam li'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. Zolgu einav t'mo'oiz. Initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon, because of his sins, Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. What does that mean? Koitz v'dardar are thorns and thistles. Tatzmiach loch, those are going to go and grow out on the ground. V'yachalto es eis v'asod, and you're going to eat the eis v'asod, you're going to eat the grass. So when Adam Rishon heard that, Zog Eid of the Mois, Nebuch, he started weeping, he started crying. Am l'fan of Ribbono Shel Olam, ani v'chamori nechal be'evus echad. Am I, together with my chamor, going to eat together from one trough? The Gemara doesn't mean that literally. It just means we're going to have the same menu. The chamor is going to eat the thorns and the thistles, and I'm going to eat the thorns and the thistles. Oh, come on. That's terrible. I'm now being demoted all to the same madrega, the same level as my eisel, as my donkey. Kimin Shomalek, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. Bezeh Sapecha Toicha Lechem. As a result of the Bezeh Sapecha, putting in tremendous hours and labor and toil and pain and all of that, Toicha Lechem, you will be able to eat bread after all. Niskaradaita, then he felt comforted that, okay, Baruch Hashem, I'm not on the same level as the Chamar. I'll be able to go and eat normal bread and a normal meal. However, Amr Shimon Lakish, Ashreinu imamanu barishayna, it would have been even better for us to stay with that original koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. Why? Period. The reason is because, unfortunately, as a result of this new promise of bread, it's b'zeyas apecha. We gotta work hard, we have to work extra hours, and then sometimes it's very painful, especially those that work with their bodies and hands as opposed to just using their minds. And therefore, it's a very painful operation, and it might have been better for us if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let us go and eat just like the chamoyrim, just eat the things that grow from the ground, without having to work so hard. And we're not even free from that original curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on us, because the second part of the pasuk is that one eats the ace of Hasodah. What was the lashon of pasuk again? You're going to eat from the grass of the ground. Oh, says because we do continue to eat, in addition to eating the bread and the other foods, part of our staple, part of our menu is the ispi. Ispi is the lashon esev, the dabra of the fields. Therefore, that still is makuyim. The koitz v'dardar, most of us do not eat thorns and thistles, Baruch Hashem. However, that part of the pasuk still remains with us, that we eat the ace of Hazad, especially if you go to the fancy chasanas, that's always the first course. They have all of these types of
wheatgrass?
No, they're all different types of grass, things that you never thought in a million years that you'd ever eat it, and now that becomes a fancy hors d'oeuvre. Yeah, exactly.
I heard a nice shot in the coats of Dardar.
Please.
Dardar is Daud Resh, Daud Resh. So, Daud, what do we have in the Torah? Daud Resh. Shemai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Right.
With a Daud.
Oh, good.
With a big Daud.
Right.
V'lo yelech lecha Elokeinu Acher.
Right.
Also, you shouldn't have another... that's a resh,
right?
Mm-hmm. So, Rahman al-Islam, some people mix up the Daud and the resh,
right?
They Ovid Vodazara,
Chas V'Shalom, right?
And so that's the dardar that came into the world. This mixing up that they confuse
the Daud with the resh,
and that's why in the Torah we have Daud of Echad written
with bold, big and bold and large,
and the resh of Acher is written with a big resh.
Good. Shkoyach, very good.
Thank you.
So getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Gemara Vayte, Zogu Einov, Chav Nichonei, Diskara Daitoi. Yeah, Omer of Shizbi, Mishmei de Reb Loza ben Azaria. We can have a number of memories now in the name of Reb Loza ben Azaria. As you know, Reb Loza ben Azaria figures very prominently in our Haggadahs. And Reb Loza ben Azaria, the Zechishu Tziomitzis, the time by Leilois. Yeah? Harenika ben Shiv Shona. It's difficult to make parnasa and to go and collect food for your family, like kriyas yamsuf. The goizer yamsuf ligzorim is a little bit higher up, a little earlier in that capital, which we call the Hal HaGadol, and noisin lechal chabasa is all the way at the end. But the Tzad HaShava, the common denominator on both of them is that they're both in the same capital Telem, and the Goizi Yam Tzad Gzorim means the Kadosh Baruch Hu cut up, split up the Yam into like slices, into pieces. That's Kriyas Yam Tzav. So the fact that these two are together in the Hal HaGadol shows you that producing food for the table, for the family, that's as difficult, Koshim Zainoysav, like Kriyas Yam Tzav, Goizi Yam Tzad Gzorim. Umbel Bazim Nezai. Caution nikovav shel adam ki emisa okay kriyas yamsef. The word nikovav over here is referring to a person who's unfortunately constipated and he cannot go and move his bowels. And for those of you that have ever had that situation, it can be very, very painful, unfortunately. Today, of course, they have laxatives, but if a person doesn't have a laxative, caution nikovav shel adam ki emisa, it's almost like chas v'shalom, like the day of death, rachmon etzlan, okay kriyas yamsef. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, miher tzoy lehi paseach. Now we're leaving out the second part of the pasuk, which is very important for this gemara. Miher tzoy lehi paseach v'lo yomus l'shachas. What does all of this mean? Miher tzoy lehi paseach means that Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and quickly opens up tzoya. This tzoya is not written with an aleph, it's written with an ayin. Perhaps there is a subtle reference to tzoya here too, because we're talking about constipation. But you don't need to come on to that remez, but rather the word tzoya in this pasuk is referring to something which is clogged. Is miher tzoya lipaseach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause those clogged openings of a person, lipaseach, to be opened. Oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take away that constipation. And as a result, the person will not die. Because Chas v'Shalom, if Kodesh Baruch Hu would leave those areas that have to be opened clogged and stuffed, Chas v'Shalom, the person would die from poisoning inside the body that he cannot let out, he cannot defecate, he cannot urinate, etc. So that's how we know it's Kiyam HaMisa. Uksi Basra, it says the next pasuk, Roiga Hayom Vayel Mugalav. Roiga Hayom also means to go and split the sea. And so therefore, we see the splitting of the sea is very similar to the inyan of Miher Tzeli Paseach. So I have a raya from that, that it's Domi, it's like Kriyas Yamsa. Whoever is mavaza moyados. Now on the surface you might think moyados is referring to yontif. Says Rishbam, no, we're referring to chol hamoyed. Whoever works on chol hamoyed, presumably, and does not need to work, because as we all know, you are allowed to do Muleches Dover HaOved on Chol HaMoed. But what happens if a person decides, I don't want to do just Muleches Dover HaOved, I want to go and do more work. And he's Mavaza Moed by doing that. Chulila V'chas Kila Avoid Zara. It's like he's serving Avoid Zara. Shtem says the Pasik, Elihei Masech Olei Sasalach. Elihei Masech is referring to statues and idols. Uksib Basrein. After that, it's in the Pasik, Yeschaga Matzah is Tishmar. So therefore, I see that there is a heckish one to the other. Chas V'Shalom, Yem Mavaza Moed. It's as if you're serving Avoid Zara. V'yam Rav Shech B'Shim Rav Loz Ben Azaria. If a person goes and tells Lashon Hara, or he's Mekabel Lashon Hara, or he says false testimony, that person is such a bad person, he's roi, he's worthy, that we should go and throw him to the dogs. Shnemer, it says, Lakhelev Tashlichon Oisoi, Uksib Basrei, right after it says in the Pasuk, Loisisa Shema Shov. Loisisa Shem Mishav means don't go and do false reporting about someone. Ukribei, we can go and say about Loisisa Loisasi, Loisashi, which means not only to go and report false testimony, but also to accept the false testimony. Rishbam says we don't need the Loisasi because the Loisisa alone has in it all of those elements about people speaking Lashon Hara, being Mekabel Lashon Hara, being made Eid Sheker. But the point is that since this pasuk is right together with the pasuk Lakelav Tashlich and Oisai, these are all very bad things to do. Chas v'Shalom roi lashlichoi Lakelav. Frank Gemara, v'chmiyachad ikahal agodla namaitama amrinan hai. Sigmara asked a very, very obvious question. We go back to Hal HaGadol, and we said Hal HaGadol is so great because of the fact that it says, No yisin lechem l'chol basar, and the fact that this gives it this great name, this exalted name, Hal HaGadol, one would think that when we're supposed to say Halal, we should say the Hal HaGadol, instead of saying the regular Halal that we say. So Frey Timara, why taka when it's Rish Chodesh, when it's Yontif, why don't we go and say Hal HaGadol? Why do we say the regular halal? And now my time, I'm reading high. Everything more Hashem sheyesh by hei dvarim. It has in it five things. And the focus and the emphasis of the Gemara at the moment is especially on Pesach and especially on Leil Pesach. Why is it so important for us to go and say Halel, say Hal HaGadol? And by the way, we do say both, like the Gemara said before. Maybe the Gemara is asking, why do you have to have both? Maybe just have Hal HaGadol, and then you can save yourself and get to sleep a couple of minutes earlier. Why do you say the rest of Hal? Everything one Mishim Sheish by Hei Dvarim, because it has very five important topics which are covered. Hei Dvarim Halolu. What are those following five topics? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Chiyas HaMeisim, Bechevloi Shel Moshiach. five things that are all embedded in our halal. Yitzias Yitzrayim. How do we know the chesed? Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Many people sing it. So that's Yitzias Yitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf the chesed. Hayom Rov Hayonais. Oh, Kriyas Yamsuf. Man Torah the chesed. Vahorim Rok Tuchiyelim. Givoyis Kivnei Tzayim. And Rishbam says that that's referring to Matan Torah. Right, Rishbam brings another passage from Tehillim. You see about 10 lines from the bottom. Vahorim Rok Tuchiyelim. Bishas Matan Torah. The mountains were dancing like Elim, like hinds, like deer. The Chassidus has the pasuk Loma Teratzten Horim at the time that the Torah was given. So that's Matan Torah. Then says Chias Amazin the Chassid Eshalach Lefnei Hashem Biar Tisachaim. I want to be able to go walk in Lefnei Hashem Biar Tisachaim in the lands of the living. What does it mean that I'm going to walk in the lands of the living, in those places where people live forever? Chias Amazin. Oh, so you see that there's a remez to Chias Amazin. A reference to Chias Amazin. Chavu Yishlo Mashiach Tachsib Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. So where do we see in that Mashiach? From Rabbi Yochanan, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu Zu Shibud Malchios. We're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, please take away from us the Shibud Malchios. Shibud Malchios that we are experiencing today, that we've experienced ever since the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The full pasuk, as you know, is Loilonu Hashem Loilonu Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kovet Al Chasuch Al Amitecha. We ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for our sake, we may not be deserving, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, for your sake, ki l'shimcha tein kavod. Remember, we had this Gemara yesterday. The Gemara had a number of times. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, "Lamani, Lamani, I'm going to go and bring a Yeshua, not for your sake, but for my sake." So we say, l'shimcha tein kavod, Kodesh Baruch Hu, go and bring honor to your name, al chascha al mitecha, by bestowing chesed on us, by bestowing emes. What, 3 year Torah emes? Anyway, the point is, says Rabbi Yochanan, that Leilonu Hashem Leilonu is referring to the terrible government oppression that we face at all times throughout the generations. Things are a little bit better today, especially in America, but throughout the generations, things have been quite, quite difficult, unfortunately. Zushim Malchis. Ikriyami Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Leilonu Hashem Leilonu, Zul Melchemes Goy Gomogoy. That's the famous Melchemes Goy Gomogoy, which is going to precede the Chavli Mashiach. That's going to be the Chavli Mashiach, will precede the coming of Mashiach. And that's the reason why that's number five on the list of those five special things which are in the regular Hal. Ranachmi Yitzchakom, Neshi Yeshboy, Milut Nefoshesh Shal Tzadikim Megehenim. Kodesh Baruch Hu allows the Nefoshesh Shal Tzadikim, so to speak, to escape from Gehenim because of their Schusim, because of their mitzvahs. Shenemar, Ona Hashem Malta Navshi. Also a pasuk that we say, of course, in Hal. Uveshem Hashem Ekra, Ona Hashem Malta Navshi. And therefore, that's the reason why we say it's not because of the five foregoing reasons. This is a sixth reason, or instead of those reasons. Chizki Omam Neshi Yeshbar Yudosin Shal Tzadikim Lekivshin Eish Valiyosim Menu. The reason why we go and say Hal is because we want to remember that famous story about Hananiah, Mishael, Azaria, that they were thrown into the Kivshin Eish, into the fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar, Valiyosim Menu, and they were able to rise from it and come out unscorched. How do I know? Where does it say this in the Hallel? Yuridosim Dechsev Loilonu Hashem Loilonu Omer Hananiah. We're now breaking the pasuk up into three segments. We have Hananiah Mishael Vazari. So Hananiah says, Leilonu Hashem Leilonu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, have rachmonis on us, not for our sake, but have rachmonis and take us out from this fiery furnace. Kilishim Chatein Kovet, Omer Mishael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, bring honor to your name. Al Chaskal Mitecha, Omer Azari. Then the next pasuk, Lam Yom Ragoyim, Omru Kulon. All three of them together said in unison, why should the Goyim go and say about the Jewish people that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't take care of his nation, of his children, the Jewish people? Lam Yom Ragoyim, Ayin Oli Heim, where's their God? Now this is when they were thrown into the Kivshin Eish. Aliyasan, when they're coming out, Mikivshin Eish, Achsid in the pasuk, Halwas Hashem Kol Goyim. Who said this? Omru Hananiah. Shabchu kala umim, Omer Mishael. Ki gavolei nochas, they Omer Azaria. The emes Hashem li oilam haluka, Omru kulon. They all said it together in unison. So when they finally came out of the Kivshin Eish, Baruch Hashem, unscorched, Hanani said Hal Hashem Kol Goyim. We're Mahal Hashem. We praise Hashem. Shabchul Kol Umen. We give Shevach to Hashem. Again, praise. And that was Mishal. And Azari said Ki Gober L'Nechasek. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much Chesed. Together they all said Emes Hashem La'olam Haluk. Zok the Gemara V'Yesh Amrim. Others say that this Emes Hashem La'olam is not that they Hanani Mishal Vazari said, but rather the Emes Hashem La'olam Gavriel Amorei. Gavriel said it. When did Gavriel say? Says Imar Bishar Shehipal Nimra Rosh Esavram Avinu Letoich Kivshana Eish. Oh, many generations before. This wasn't the first time that Jews were thrown into the fire. This already happened at the time of Avram Avinu, that Nimrod HaRosh threw Avram into the fire. How do I know that Nimrod threw Hashem into the fire? So Rashi here on the Rishbam, here on the bottom, brings the Pirush that we find in Chumash Rashi, that it says about Amraphel, who was one of the kings. How did he get a name like Amraphel? So you see the last Rishbam says because Sheomar Vehipel Es Avram Mekivshan. He gave the befel, he gave the command, and then he pushed Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'esh, and that's why he was called Amraphel Omar Pil. He said, and Hipel, either he himself or his servants went and put Avram Avinu into the fire. That's how he got the name Amraphel. Anyway, so when Nimrod said that, and when Nimrod did that, Gavriel came on the scene, Zog the Gemara, Omer Gavriel, Nechadish Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilem, Eirid Vatzanein, Va'atzel Esatzadik, Mekivshan Ha'esh. I would like to have the kavod, be mechabed me, to go down. I'm going to first off atzanin, I'm going to cool off the fire, and I'm going to matzil, I'm going to go and save the tzaddik Avraham Avinu from Kivshan Eish. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani yachad b'ilamai v'hu yachad b'ilamai. I am to be the yachad, the only God in the world, and Avraham Avinu is the only person who fears God in the world. And therefore, no li yachad l'hatzis yachad, since in a sense we're both, so to speak, of yachad on the same level, yachad and yachad, I'm going to go and save him myself. However, since Gavriel had volunteered to go and save Avram Avinu from the Kivshan Eish, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Lufisha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Einim Mekapeach Schar Kaberia, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and gives schar for everyone and everything, anything that's done, even just a nice word, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar for that. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Tizke v'tatzel shloishim emneibonav. Although you're not going to be zochet to go and be matzil Avram, because I'm going to do that myself, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you'll have the schus to go and be matzil three of the Einiklach, meaning Hananya, Mishol, Vazari. The Dorish of Shimon HaShiloini, B'shor She'ibel Nebuchadnezzar, HaRosha, Hananya, Mishol, Vazari, Tochim, Re'esh, Omad Yurkamoi, Sar HaBorod, Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, when HaKodesh Baruch Hu threw Hananya, Mishol, Vazari in the Kivshan Eish, Yurkamoi, who is the Tsar, the minister in charge of Borod of Hail, said to Kodesh Baruch Hu upstairs in Shemayim, Omer lefanav Ribbono shel Olam, Eirid Vatzanis HaKivshan Va'atzel HaTzadikim Halolu Mekivshan Ha'esh. Let me have the schus to go and be Metzanin, to go and cool off the fiery furnace, and to go and save these great Tzadikim, Chananim Shov Azar. Omer loy Gavriel, Ein Gvuros Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Bikach, said Gavriel now to Yurkamoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura is not in that way. Why not? She'ata sar borav akol yodim shamayim mechaber ha'esh. There would be no chidush if you would go and save them, because everybody knows you're the sar borav. In other words, in a sense, bringing it to more contemporary times, you have to be in charge of the fire department. You have all the fire extinguishers, because you're sar borav, you have all of the hail. And everybody knows that hail, when it melts, is water, and water will extinguish the fire. So big deal that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the fire department to go and save Hanani Mishol Vazariah, fire department in the form of Yurkamai. Rather, Elani, I'm the Sar Shel Eish. My official duty is I'm in charge of all the fires in the world. I'm going to go and cool off the fire in that furnace, and I'm instead going to make a fire outside the furnace. Yes, a nice betoich nice. Now, what is the fire outside the furnace? So Rashi and Rishbam both remind us that the psukim there in Daniel talk about that after they threw Hanani Mishol Vazariah into the fire, after the fire came and consumed all of those that threw Hanani Mishol Vazariah into the fire. If you want to see the first Rishbam, Bakdiach Mibachutz, Listreif es hazorkin oison letoicho or. I'm going to go and burn those bad guys that threw Hanani Mishol Vazariah into the Kivshan, like I said in the Pasuk, Gavrayi Elech, the Hasiko the Shadrach, those that went and threw into the fire, ad kotel heimoin shviva denura, they themselves were now killed by shviva denura, by the heat of the fire.
It's interesting that instead of saying osan l'toch hakivson, he uses the word haor, which is very different from fire. You know, the sense of it.
The word oyer, of course, means light. The word or means fire. Or custom is referring to the fire that Avraham Avinu was thrown into.
Okay.
So although most people, when they see the word Aleph Avreis, they automatically say or, but that's really a mistake. It's really or. And or means fire, as opposed to oyer, which is light. Of course, it's a relationship. That fire, that from the fire, fire emits light, no question. However, literally, the word or is fire, and oyer means light.
Sure.
Broken to you. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so therefore says Gavriel, I'm going to be a double ness. That what? That the Sar Shel Eish is going to put out the fire. Omri Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gavriel, you're right. Right. You go out and you put out the fire, not Yerkamov. But Oyseshua, Pasal Gavriel, the Omar, the Emes Hashem Li Oilam. That's what we said on the Umbad Aleph. That not that the three Hanani, Mishael, Azari said Emes Hashem Loilam, but Gavriel said that the Emes of Hashem remains forever and ever. He promised me hundreds of years ago in the times of Avraham Avinu that I will go and put out the fire for the three tzaddikim, Hanani, Mishael, Azari, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, and that's the Emes Hashem Li Oilam. We find a similar concept Neis B'Toich Nes that the Torah tells us that the Klal Yisrael complained in Mora that the water was very bitter. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Bein, go and throw in a stick into the water." And Rashi in Chumash says that stick itself was a bitter stick, and the bitter stick going into the bitter waters changed it and made it sweet. So that's a nes b'toch nes, just like over here.
Just make it positive.
Exactly. Oh, beautiful. Zogdim Moravait Reb Nosson Oyim Avem Hashem Li Oilam. That's not Gavriel, and not Hanani Mishael Vazaria. It's the fish. Dogim Shabiyam Amruhu, the dogim that were there at the times of Kriyas Yamsev, they're the ones that said it. Kiravuno Damra, not really they, but really they're Einiklach of those fish, as we'll see in the Gemara. Kiravuno Yom Ravuna, Yisoshabu Yisadon Miktani Emunahoya. Those Yidin that were going out of Mitzrayim, many of them unfortunately were Ktani Emunah, and that's why, as we know, it says in this forum that they were on the 49th level of the 50 levels, Chas V'Sholom, of. Exactly. So the point is, yeah, the 49th level of Tumah, and Chuli Levachas, one more level, and that would have been it, and that's why Hashem had to go and save them before they sunk even lower. So many of them were Ketani Emunah, not all of them. Nachshon Ben Aminadav was a great Baal Emunah, and those that ran
Kalev
Ben Yefuna, yeah. But, exactly. But unfortunately, there were some that were Ketani Emunah, and therefore, Hayu, Ukedor Yishab, Bar Mary, Maitach Sivsev, Pasav, Yamru Al Yom B'Yamsev. They made a rebellion on the Yamsif. What type of rebellion? They were saved on the Yamsif. Velamachim Yisrael. That unfortunately there were Yisraelim, the Eden that were moited, that Nebuchadnezzar rebelled. In which respect? The Omru. And they said, Kishem Sha'anu Oilam Mitzad Echad, Kach Mitzriyim Oilam Mitzad Acher. You know, all those Mitzriyim were running after us. So we blindly ran into the water. Hashem made for us a tremendous nest, this major bridge, this major dam. We were able to go over it. And now that bridge has fallen, and now we're back to running waters. But where are the Mitzrayim? I don't see any Mitzrayim. Huh, they're probably on the other side. They probably decided not to go on the bridge, onto this dam, and they just waited over there, and they're still there, and, you know, any time they're going to come, and they're going to go and shoot us and kill us. For all of those naysayers and those Ketani Emunah, I want you to go and spit out now all those Mitzrayim who are deep there in the depth of the Yam. So now the Yam, together with the Dogim Shev Yam, kind of were upset. They said, Klum Yeshevich and Oisle Rabbi, Matana B'chois V'Noitel Mimenu. Do you ever find that a rabbi, a master, goes and gives a present to his Eved, and then after that he takes it away? In the good old days before, when it had to be politically correct, people would probably call this an Indian giver. Right? You go and give something and you take it back. Today we have to go and say an indigenous American giver. But you get the idea. You give something and take it away. You gave us all of these food for consumption, all of these mitzrayim, and you're taking them out. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. Etzen lecha echad u'mechta shebehem. I'm going to repay you with rebus, with interest, in the form I'm going to pay you back 150%. 1.5 of what I'm taking away. We'll see what that means in a moment. Amalai, said the yam, and the dog should be yam, said the boy, nishalem. Yesh evit sheteveyes, rabbi. If a master takes away a present from his evit and promises him, don't worry, I'm going to give you back, I'm going to give you back even more. Can you find an evit that's going to go and file a complaint against his rabbi? In other words, the evit is terrified from his rabbi. He's going to go and complain and say, oh, don't you remember, you got to keep your promise. The rabbi will give him a couple of smacks here and there. So the evit will be afraid. Amalai, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to go to me to ask the rabbi. Nachal Kishon Yeheli Orev. You can go to Nachal Kishon, the Kishon River. That's going to be my guarantor of this choiv that I'm going to repay you back 150%. If you're afraid to come to me, come to Nachal Kishon. Okay. Miyad, after this dialogue went on, Miyad, right after that, Polat Oysan Liyabosha Ubo Yisrov Ro Oysan. What happened was the Yam now spit out all the Mitzriim that were deep in the depth of the water, and now Klal Yisrael were able to go and see all of them on the Svasiyam. Shenemar, Vaya Yisrael is Mitzrayim Meisal Svasiyam. Now they actually saw it with their own eyes.
They're dead.
They were all dead, exactly. Zokti Mora, my Echad Umechsa Shebehen, what was this that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised 150%? Tehilu Bapari, Ksif, Sheish Meyos Rechev Bachur, Vachol Rechem Mitzrayim. 600 choice chariots, and of course the riders on those chariots, and they all sunk into the Yam, and they all died. The Eil Besishak, if it says over there, Cham Meyois Rechev Barzel, 900. For those of you that know simple arithmetic, 600 compared to 900, or 900 compared to 600 is 1.5 times, right? 600 would be 1, and then a half of 600 is roughly 300. 300 and 600 is 900, and therefore it's 1.5 or 150%. So what's the story by Sisra? He also Sisra also layu bedikrei de parzla. Sisra was fighting a war against Devoira and Barak, and of course Klal Yisrael Baruch Hashem were successful because of Hashem's help, and that's why we have the famous Shiras Devoira. But initially things were not so happy. Sisra came also layu, came against them bedikrei de parzla. Dikrei means spears made out of barzel, iron spears. And Chas V'Sholom, they were going to shoot those iron spears against Klal Yisrael. Hoitzi Kadosh Baruch Hu aleihem koichov mimsiloisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu therefore pulled out the stars from their constellations, from their normal paths up in Shemayim, and brought them closer to home. Dichsiv, like I said in the Pasuk, in the Shiras Tevoira, min Shemayim nilchamu ha-koichovim, that the koichovim left their normal places up in the heavens and they came down to fight against Sisra. Kimin nechisu koich v'shemayim alayu, as the koichovim are coming down, of course it gets hotter and hotter, just as if the sun were coming down and beating down on us, or in this case, beating down on Sisra and his troops. Igdiru Hani Dikr de Parzala. Now all of those people that were holding, as well as the spears themselves, all got heated up. And because it got so hot, Nuchisala Krura Ilam Mischin of Shayu, Ben Nachal Kishain, all of those warriors and fighters that were holding on to these spears, that until now thought that they're the mighty warriors, they all got so overheated, they said, we have to take a dip. And they all jumped into Nachal Kishain to cool off, they and their spears. It's come the time now for you to go and pay off on your guarantee. What was the guarantee? That they guaranteed years ago that they're going to make sure the 150% will be returned to the Dogim Shebiyam, as the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily. So Kadosh Baruch Hu say, Lech v'hashlem, go and pay your ervoinech. Miyad gerofam nachal kishoin v'shlichan liyam. The word gerofam is like we had back in Masechta Shabbos, grufa uktuma, grifa ktima, which means that you go and you shovel out the coals from the oven if you want to leave your food there over Shabbos. That's the what we call today the modern day blech, or those hot plates that they have today. So those are the modern day reincarnation of the grufa uktuma. So grufa means to go and sweep out. So Nachal Kishon now swept out all of Sisra's troops, the shlichan yam, and he threw them into the yams of Shenem. It says in the pasuk, Nachal Kishon Girafam, Nachal Kedumim, that the Nachal Kishon went and swept them away. In this case, they swept them out to the yam. Nachal Kedumim. This Nachal Kishon was an old Nachal from many years ago. My Nachal Kedumim, Nachal Shenasa, Orev Mikedem, that it agreed to be the guarantor many years earlier in the times of the Kriyas Yamsuf. So now, when you say Halu, remember three separate pshatim in V'yemes Hashem li'olam. Either this is Chananya Mishol Bazari speaking, or it's Gavriel the Sarei Shel Eish speaking, or it's the Dagna Shebiyam. But all are saying the same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise remains forever. And we continue by to inter.
What?
No idea.
Going to the Mediterranean, I guess, somewhere along the coast.
I assume so. I couldn't tell you. Chabesish. I don't even know if there's a Nachal Kishon today. And if there is a Nachal Kishon today, I don't know if it's the same as the one that was there years ago. There's a Bnei Brak today. Is it the same Bnei Brak where the Chacham were sitting at the Seder night in the Haggadah?
From enough.
Sorry, it's from enough.
Yeah.
That's true. But whether or not it's the same, who knows? What does this mean? On the surface, this is a beautiful, beautiful pasuk, like all psukim. Kadosh Baruch Hu transforms the akara, the barren woman who's Nebuch sitting at home crying. She doesn't have children. Kadosh Baruch Hu converts her or transforms her into an Eino Banim Samecha, a happy mommy, because all Jewish women want to have children. Probably all women throughout the world want to have children to be able to go and raise, etc. Anyway, so it says in the pasuk, the Gemara teaches this pasuk a little bit differently. Rabbeinu Shalom, Samuni Banoyecha Banecha Kechul Dezu Hadora Beikri Batim. What is this referring to? We'll see the Rishbam in a moment. Rishbam says that when it says Eim Habonim Semecha, the Eim is referring to the Choshev Yidin, the Talmid Chachamim, the Zekanim, who are disappointed in the conduct and behavior of the Kindlech, of the junior Jewish people. Unfortunately, many of them are sinning. And they are complaining to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're saying that like a Chuldah, Chulda is a weasel, Hadora be'ikri batim, that lives in the foundations of the homes. If you've ever been out in the country, you'll often see these weasel-like animals. I don't know if they're weasels or groundhogs or whatever the name is, but they burrow holes under the bungalows, under the structures in the country.
Gophers.
Oh, you see a whole bunch of names. Either these are synonyms, or these are all mishpucha or cousins. But whatever it happens to be, so the reference to Akeris Abayis means living be'ikri habatim, down below like a weasel. Let's take a quick look at the Rishbam. Omer Knesset Yisrael. Compared to where we are in the Gemara, it's about a 5 or 6, 7 lines further down in the Rishbam. Omer Knesset Yisrael. Haskenim v'achashuvin shebehem omru. These are the elite, the choshevim among Klal Yisrael. They said al she'enim choshevim on the juniors that are not so choshev. Kolkach kine mashma. What's the mashmos of the pasuk? Aim habonim, her aim tzeikas al habonim. She cries about her children. She samuha that they caused her to be the keres abayis. What does that mean? Samuni banoyech, your banecha, your children have placed me, meroiv chatosim, from all of their chatoim, their sins that they're doing, begolus, kechuldazu, they've made me like a chulda hador b'ikri abatim, behainu akeris abayis. So therefore this pasuk, the zekeinim and chashuvim of Klal Yisrael are never complaining that unfortunately the Jews, the youngsters among the Jews are sinning, and they're therefore demoting the zekeinim as if they happen to be a weasel living b'ikri abatim. That's the lashon of meshiv akeris abayis. Dorish Shabbat Mayla Siv is at the boss, you have to kish my...
Yeah,
but
so, how does that
end? So the smecha probably is Balashin Saginohar, and it doesn't want to say something bad, so it says something good. But Lemaisa, the Benecha made us into the Keres Abayis, we're living there in the Ikri Abatam like a Chulda. So it's not a... The general sense of the Pasuk is a negative one, unfortunately. Dorish Shabbat Mayla Siv is at the boss, you have to kish my Hashem. As koili tachanunoi, the pasuk "I hafti" means I love Hashem, or Havti, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yishma Hashem Kol Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to all of my bakoshes, to all of my tefillahs. However, the Gemara darshins that differently. Omer Knesset Yisrael, Rabbeinu Shalom, Emas Ani Ahuva Lefanecha, when do I know that I am beloved by you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachnunai, when we see that you listen to our tefillahs, Taloi Sibli Yishia, that I'm poor and you go and save me. So the hafti over here doesn't mean that I love you, but rather it's the other way around. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you show your love to us when you listen to our tefillahs. Talos with the Yeshia, Omer Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bani Shalom, Aval Bishadol Ani B'mitzvahs, even though I'm shvach when it comes to mitzvahs, the kiyum of the mitzvahs, L'cho Ani, I belong to you, V'li Nola Yeshia, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go and save me. I'm fart bonim lamokim. We still are the chosen nation. We're still the children of Klal Yisrael. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please save us and help us. Amar of Kana, Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Shalach Leir Rabbi, Emor Lonu Shnayim Ushloish Dvarim Shemar Talonu Mishum Avicha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was sick. Says Rav Kahana, Rebbe sent a message to Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, you had a great father, the famous Rabbi Yosi, please repeat to us two or three things that you heard from your father, because after all you're sick, who knows how long you may still be around, Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, so please send back a couple of interesting halachas or drashas, medrashim, that your father said, and please share it with us. Yes, I believe that's correct. And there's an interesting Rishbam over here. The Rishbam says, if you look throughout Shas, you find a number of times that Rebbe sent the same message to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Please teach us a couple of those things that your father taught us. And each time, the Gemara quotes different things that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi sent back to Rebbe. So, isn't that inconsistent? And therefore, the Rishbam says two answers. Either number one, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was unfortunately sick a number of times, and therefore each time this is quoted in the Gemara, this is time one and time two and time three. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was sick, and each time he sent back different messages, different dvarim. Or says Rishbam that Emerson, this all took place at one time, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi sent back 10 or 15 or 20 lessons from his father. However, the Gemara codifies them each one in different places where it's nogeya to the sugya. If you want to look quickly at the Rishbam, Rishbam is about 12, 15 lines before the wide lines down below. Kishachal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Shalach Loi. Behar v'mekoyim is b'shas motzinu. Shalach Loi Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi b'chol yoy. Okay, we find this message from Shmuel Rabbi Yosi many times. V'advorim sheheishiv loi kan loi heishiv loi pamacheres. We don't find elsewhere the same answers. V'shem achalom har beichol Rabbi Shmuel. Nebuchadnezzar was crank a few times. B'chol pam u'pam sholach loi Rabbi. Every time Rabbi would send that same message. V'umeishiv loi. Or inami nocham shat. Kulon heishiv pamachas. All the answers that we find throughout Shas were all at one time. The Ravina Ravashi, when they were putting together Shas, they kind of split it up here and there, each time, anything that was negeah to that particular sugya. So getting back to Agimor, Ermolon, Shnaim, Shloisha, Dvorim, Shomart, Lonim, Shom, Avicha, Sholach, Loi, Kach, Omar, Abba, Maitach, Sibis, and the Pasuk, Halu, Etishem, Kol, Goyim, Shabchu, Kol, Umim, Ki, Govor, Aleinu, Chastoi, Freiti, Mora, Umas, Oilam, Mai, Avidetayu, the import of this pasuk is ki gover aleinu chaste. Kadosh Baruch Hu has miskaber and given us so many chasodim for us. So why halu es Hashem kol goyim? Why should the goyim go and praise Hashem? Umas ha'olam mai v'detai. What's their business? We should praise Hashem ki gover aleinu chaste. So tomorrow halachik amar halu es Hashem kol goyim agvurois v'neflois the ovid bahadayu. They are thanking Hashem. They're praising Hashem for the gvurois and neflois that Hashem did for them. Hashem makes miracles not only for the Jewish people, Hashem makes miracles even for the Goyim. And so therefore they thank Hashem for those gvuras and afloyis. Koshkin onu de gover aleinu chasa. For sure, we certainly have to go and express our thanks to Hashem, because Hashem has done so much more chasodim for us, for the Jewish people. That's the Gemara's taich. In the Svarim, there's another taich from one of the Kotzke, or from the Chabais, Mayor of Prabishlana, one of the early Hasidic greats, says that many of the miracles that Hashem Yisborach has done and continues to do is to thwart the terrible plots that the Goyim have plotted against us. We sometimes don't even know the terrible things that they've planned against us. Hashem's thwarted already ab initio, even before it came down to us. And therefore, who's the only one that knows that Hashem did that? The goyim that planned against us. Halos Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol imim. Why are they hal mishabech Kadosh Baruch Hu ki gavur leinu chasim? Because they know better than us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chesed to Klal Yisrael, that their terrible plans and their diabolical plans were all thwarted even before they occurred.
Have a good Shabbos.
Zagi Bench, Brother Shaw, we'll see you next Sunday morning. Yes. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Lechti, a fine Shabbos. All the best. Talk to you more about what's the hey? Sholachloi. And he sent him Oid Nochazach. In other words, remember, Rebbe had asked for two or three dvarim, so we already had one. And now, Nochazaf v'yoyid asirem, Mitzrayim shetobi doyron le-Mashiach. The osad lovoy, Mitzrayim is going to go and give a present for Mashiach. Kesavur, enim mekav mehem. And Mitzrayim is kind of pessimistic and assumes that Mashiach is not going to accept the present. Omlei kodesh baruch hu le-Mashiach, kabel mehem. You should be mekabel. Because although it's taka true that Mitzrayim did terrible things to us in Mitzrayim, as we know, Vayanunu, never all the pain and suffering. Fimoru is chayayim. Yes, but nevertheless, as we learned on the Omer Aleph, Eni Kodesh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol beria. As bad as the Mitzrayim were, they still get schar. What was the schar? Achsani osu lebani b'Mitzrayim. That before all the terrible times, in other words, the times of Yosef Atzadik, when we had the Shnei Harav, when there was a terrible famine in the land, Pari opened up his doors and says, yes, bring over Ach Yosef that they should come and live in Mitzrayim. So we got to go and thank them, and therefore, if they want to give a present to Mashiach, accept it. Miyad, therefore it says in the Pasuk, Yesoyu chashmanim min Mitzrayim. Yesoyu means we're brought chashmanim presents, meaning Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim to Mashiach, and Mashiach will accept them. Now Kush came on the scene. Nasa Kush kal v'chem ba'atzma, and Kush said, "Umaha lolu shenishtabdu behem kach, anish lo nishtabdu behem lekolshkein." If the Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Mashiach to go and take presents from Mitzrayim, he's certainly going to allow him to take presents from me. Because Kush, I'm a nice guy. I was never mishabed them. Omle Kadosh Baruch Hu kavel behem. Yo, Mashiach, he can go and take presents from Kush. Miyad Kush toritz yodav levekim nos period. So Kush immediately ran with its presence and they gave it to Mashiach. Now as a Malchus Roim Yerusha Kavuchim Vatzma. Now Roim goes and says, "Oh, I'm making Kavuchim. Umahalolu Shein Achayim. After all, Mitzrayim and Kush, they're not related to the Jewish people. Nevertheless, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Mashiach, take from them the presents." Kach. Onu Sheonu Chayim. We Edoim Roimi, which is of course Einikluch of Edoim, which is Einikluch of Esav. Esav was a brother of Yaakov. You know, Lekoshken Chavad, Mashiach will take from us. So Rosh state in the Gemara. Omle Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gavriel, Gaar Chayes Kone. Now what means Gaar Chayes Kone? Gaar is from Lashon Gara, of screaming and yelling at, etc. Chayes Kone here probably has a stronger term to go and kill. This Chayes Kone, this Chay, this wild beast. However, the Gemara darshans the word Kone here three different ways. Way number one is Ge'or Chaya U'Kenei L'cho Eder, means go and throw out the Chaya, the wild beast, referring to Malchus Roimi U'Kenei L'cho Eder, instead take in your hand, acquire from Lashon Kinyan the Eder. Eder referring to Klal Yisrael, the Eder Kedosha, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. So that's the Gar Chayas. Get the Chay out of here. You, Mashiach, don't accept the presents from Roim, the Knei, and rather be Koina Eider Klai Yisrael. Dora Avravrachin Hachapshat, Ka'oir Chayas Kone, Shedora Bein HaKonim. That Malchus Roim is compared to a Chazer that goes and lives among the reeds, the Chsiv Yichar Semena Chazer Miyoar, the Chazer that is living among the Yar in the forest, this is Soda Yirena, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Mashiach, Gor Chayes Kone, get rid of this Chayes Kone, the Chay that lives among the Konim, among the reeds, meaning referring to the Dovarach, to the Chazer. Omer B'chia Barab, Omer B'yoichanon, Ge'oyer Ba'chay, Shekol Ma'aseo, Nechtob Mekul Mesechad. This is the third pshat, that the word Kone over here doesn't mean from a Lashon Kinyan Kenei, it doesn't mean Kone from a Lashon of Konim, of reeds, but rather it's a Kone, a quill, a pen. That Kol Ma'aseo, Nechtob Mekul Mesechad. What does that mean, that all Ma'aseo, Nechtob Mekul Mesechad? So Rishbam says on the third wide line down below, third wide line, the middle of the line, Nechtom Mekum Masechet, Kaloimar Kulon Peh Echad Lahala Yisrael. All of the Goyim get together unanimously with one color, with one quill, to go and sign decrees against Klal Yisrael. And Bo Yisrael Lodin Lefneim, if a Yid ever comes in front of their courts, in front of these ministers, Kulon Mechayiv and all Yisrael, they always lose. Midachsiv Kone, V'leksiv Konim, Mashma Kul Masechet. So therefore that's the Ga'ar Chayis Kone, that the pen always writes the evil decrees against the Yid.
Kulmus is like a binder? Or
a kulmus is a quill. A quill is what a soifer uses to go and write a Sefer Torah. And years gone back, before they had modern day pens, that's what everybody wrote with. They wrote with these types of quills made out of feathers and similar. Zokti moravaita adas abirim be'egli amim sheshochtu abirim ka'agolim she'in lem ba'al. This is a follow-up in the previous pasuk, 11 and 12, let's see. Archayas Kone, Adas Abiram, the Egle Amen, the Pasik in Telem, Samad Ches Lamid Aleph. That Pasik is the Gar Chayas Kone. We have the three Pshotim in the Kone. Then it says, Adas Abiram, the Egle Amen, Misrapes, Baratzi Chosef, Bizar Amen, Krobois Yechpotzel. What does this mean? The Adas Abiram, the Egle Amen, Jog the Gemara, Shishachtu Abiram, that the Goyim, the Malchus Roimi, and our enemies went and shechted the Abirim, the Abir Lev, Klal Yisrael, Kagolim, like calves, She'ein Lehem Balim, they have no masters. In other words, as if they run around wild outside, they went and just shot us without thinking and without any justification. The Misrapes, Baratzi Chosef, the word Misrapes, says Rishbam, means Matir Pas Yad. They would open up the palms of their hand demanding a ransom or demanding a bribe. Ratzi Chosef, Shepoishtin Yad Lekabel Momoin, Vein Oysen Ritzoyin Balim. After we pay out these handsome ransoms to the kidnappers or the bribes to the executioners, we give these bribes, but after they take them, they forgot why they took them, and they unfortunately still do the evil acts that they planned. The pasuk continues. Pizar amim krovis yechpotzim. What does that mean? Mikar mlem Yisrael. She is pasul beinu usayilam. What's the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu punished us and spread us out among all the nations of the world? Krevois shahoyu chafetzim behem. That's the krevis. The krevis over here, pashupshat krevis, means wars and battles. However, here krevis means from a lashon kiruv. Just to have all the kiruv workers, that we try to assimilate among the nations, and we try to be friendly with them, and we try to say, oh, you're one of us, we're one with you, and we have that, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu went and spread us out among the nations because of our desire to assimilate among them. Void. The next message that was sent by Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi in the name of his father, and this message is astounding. It sounds also a little bit like an exaggeration, like Guzmois. In the big city of Rome, you can find 365 different marketplaces. In each one of these marketplaces, they had 365 tall towers.
Shopping malls, basically.
Okay, but see in these shopping malls what we're talking about. Biranis or Biranis, every one of these towers, Hoyu Boy Shloishmeres Vishishim Vachamishim Malois, they had 365 steps. I don't know whether these are 365 floors in the elevator of the shopping malls that you're referring to, but they had 365 steps. Vachol Mal Umal, and every one of the steps, Hoyu Boy had enough food, because they lozen as Kala Oilam Kulai. Can you imagine? You have to have tons and tons of food just for on one step. 365. This is a huge amount. Now the question is, where is this food going to go to? Who's going to eat all of this food? Who's going to be shipped to? See, a couple of girsois. Amr Bishmal, we'll look at the girs of the Masur Shas. Amr Bishimon b'Rebbi l'Rebbi, the Amri La Oistes Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi l'Rebbi. He sent the following message. Hani Leman, who are these foods for? L'cha, for you, u'l'chaverchan, for your friends, u'l'chavrisecha, and to the broader friends. What does it mean? It means for those that are learning Torah, the Bnei Torah are going to get all of this bounty. Shnemer, it says in the pasuk, Sachar ve'etnena kodesh l'Hashem lo ye'otzer v'lo ye'chosen ki li'yoshim lefnei Hashem yeah. All of this great bounty, the tons and tons of food of every one of these steps, is going to be for the Yoshel of Ne'ashem, those people that are sitting in the Bati Kinesias and Bati Midrashais, davening and learning and being Oyved Hashem. What's the lotion of Lo Ye'otzer, V'lo Ye'chosem, My Lo Ye'otzer, Tani Rav Yosef, Lo Ye'otzer, is there Beis Ha'otzer. Beis Ha'otzer explains Rashbam, this is referring to food. All the food that is collected in the Oitzrois, in the storage houses, all of that is going to be opened up. Lo Ye'otzer, it's not going to be left in storage, is going to be given to the Yoshu Beis Hashem, Yoshu Mufnei Hashem, for lo yechosein zeh Beis Knesset. This is talking about the treasuries. And the treasury, says Rishbam, that's where the kings and the people hold their kesef v'zahav. All of that is going to be opened up and is going to be showered and bestowed upon to the Yoshu Mufnei Hashem. Who are these? Mikey Yoshu Mufnei Hashem. Omer Blazer zeh hamakir mokim chaveir b'yeshiva. Meaning that this person is there full time. He doesn't just go in every once in a while. So much so, says the Rishbam, look at the first Rishbam, Zeh Makim Mokim Chaveir B'Yeshiva, Sheyedei Eloima Zeh Mokim Ploini, V'Zeh Mokim Ploini. Dohoilu Makim Mokim Chaveir, Rogel Hu Leishiv Tarbin Sham. If somebody comes to B'Smedish, where does the uncle sit? I know he's here, but I don't know where he's sitting. That's because he only come in for a few minutes. If you'd be there the whole time, Yankel, second row there in the front of the third seat, on the fifth row over there, he knows because he's there all the time. What means Bnei Chaver, Mekav Bnei Chaver B'Yeshiva? He's there early, and therefore when other people come in, Kum Terayin, be my guest, I'm so happy to see you. Because if he comes in late, he can't be Mekav Bnei Chaver, because he's the one, he's the miskabel. The Mekav Bnei Chaver is the one that's greeting the people as they come to Yeshiva. So these people are there either full time, or the first ones, or both. They're the ones that are going to get this tremendous bounty. Mi'at Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mi'at Hashem, l'asad lovay, b'mayis Mashiach. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Brocha v'atzlocha, zayit kizunt. Mi'at Hashem, continue on. When we continue, Barry, Sunday morning at?
Eight o'clock, I guess.
Okay. Mi'at Hashem, 8 o'clock, Rabbi Yisai. Hope to see all of you. Have a wonderful, beautiful Lechti, Freilich, and Shabbos. Mi'at Hashem, I hope to be here in person, together with as many that can attend in person. Barry, have a wonderful Shabbos, together with David and Robert and everyone else. And the other David, have a Freilich and Lechti and Shabbos. And Shabbos, Yom Lizik, Refuah, Kroiva, Lovai. Only Refuah is for you and for Klai Yisrael. Call to Birah.